Welcome back to Life Matters. If you aren't going up to EAA after listening to all the things they've got going on up there,
you're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe the Air Force is bringing all that stuff
out.
That's nice.
That's phenomenal. Well, and then the regular airlines bring in the huge planes. Yeah. That's awesome. Because, again, you get on it, but you don't realize until you're standing next to, like, the wheel how incredibly huge those planes are.
I've been around a lot of aircraft, you know, in my time in the military, and it is amazing how huge they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way they're built and all that.
Did I ever tell you the story about me flying on a KC-135 refueling jet?
No.
Yeah. I'll tell you that story someday, but not today. Jen Box joins us this morning. She is from GKWW Law, and she brought a friend with her, and they both have some really exciting stories. Jen, you've done a lot of Rib Fest this weekend, too. Were you slinging beer or something?
Yeah, I was doing the tent, the white tent, and the pavilion. I hooked up with the chamber.
Oh,
and,
cool, yeah.
My buddies, Chris and Abby, Kate Abby, and they asked me to help out. So I have my operator's license and was helping pass out beverages.
Thank God you were there.
Oh, I know.
Back to that hydration thing.
Woo. Yeah, you
can't be
stay
on
hydrated.
That kind of weather without really staying hydrated.
I know, you really can't. Yeah, I mean, it's really a health decision.
It is.
It really is. So, yes, Chris Clapper of the Elkhorn Chamber, she is absolutely awesome. Tons of people that said the VIP reception at the beginning, they had like a business after hours for the chamber members on opening night, and it was absolutely awesome. It was, yeah, and it's that's all Chris putting that stuff together. So, we can't thank her enough for that. But in the meantime, you're the office manager over there at the law firm.
Yes.
And that is not what you started out doing in your life. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got to the law firm.
Well, I moved up from Texas with my husband about 15 years ago. We still feel like we're kind of like the tourist treat us like we're a local, and the local treat us like we're a tourist. So we're still trying to put our foot in the door. But my husband works for Lutherdale Bible Camp. He is the associate director, and that's what brought us up here.
Sure.
He and I met working at a camp.
Awesome.
And he wanted to do it full time. And so there are two camps to choose from in the Texas Louisiana Gulf Coast Synod.
Oh.
There were 14 to choose from in Wisconsin and 28 in Minnesota.
Nice.
So we came north.
We do it right.
You came
right.
to the right state.
That's right.
You want to go to Minnesota.
Yeah. So we worked together for a while.
What with all the Vikings?
Yeah, not Minnesota.
Scary.
Yeah.
Well, and my football loyalty is do lie in the South, so
that's
have to say.
As long
as they're not in the Northwest.
Right.
We don't deal with Viking fans well around here. Just saying.
Yeah, so he and I both actually worked for the camp as program directors, hiring the summer staff and training them. And then we had kids. And we didn't want two parents in full-time ministry. Like, the ministry was going to suffer or the kids were going to suffer.
Right.
So I stepped away and started working for a local daycare so that I wasn't having to pay the daycare prices as well to have
kids
in them. And then I stepped away from there and became a bus driver for the school district.
So more
kind of bouncing all over the place. Yeah.
More punishment.
Right.
Got it.
I definitely appreciated driving an empty bus more so than anything.
Well, your religious background probably helped you a lot while the bus was full.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I could not. There are a lot of jobs we have discovered that Nancy could not do.
No, I couldn't do that job.
And
either.
Bus driving is one of them, because I would drive straight off a cliff as soon as I dropped those kids off. So, no. That
maybe
is not
with them on.
You know, it helped me get to know the area, though.
Sure.
I became a spare driver. So they had me learn all the different, there are like 36 different routes for the school district. And so I was learning those routes so that I could help fill in if a bus driver was not able to do theirs. And so I learned a lot of roads that
I never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. Some of those routes, you get into Pell Lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Subdivision, stuff like that.
Right.
That's
we touch kind of
roads,
all sorts of different district areas.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I never thought about that. That's great training.
I wouldn't have either. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, so how did driving a school bus help you manage the office over at Gardner Cook Weinberg and Rona?
Well, when you can manage children, you can manage
lawyers. Okay. Sounds about right. My brother's a lawyer. I get that. You know, my brother, my dad is not a fan of lawyers. I've told Tom Gardner this on several occasions.
Yeah. Has he met Tom Gardner, though? Because
he
once
would
you
love
meet Tom,
yeah.
you become a fan of at least one attorney.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
He, but my dad sends my brother, like, lawyer jokes every single day. Yeah, every single day. He had some kind of paperwork he needed done that was legal paperwork for his, he had to incorporate when he went into consulting. And my brother went to visit my parents. And then 2 weeks later, I went to visit my parents. And my dad said, can you go online and help me finish this paperwork? And I said, why didn't you have Alan do it? Well, he was here. He's a lawyer. And my dad said, oh, he'll foreclose on our house or something. I can't trust him.
Doesn't even trust his own son.
Right. I can't trust him. He's a lawyer. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dad. And then he just laughed. He just laughed.
Yes.
So, you know, they have a good time. But no, so you, so that I'm sure helped with the experience.
Correct.
Between the daycare.
Right.
And
well,
the,
and dealing with all sorts of different age levels. I'm not only teaching and caring for the kids, but I'm also interacting with the parents and, you know, ensuring their kids' safety. And
and frankly, you're interacting with them on some of the, with the most valuable thing they
Correct.
Have. And so, and a lot of times when people walk in to an attorney's office, the stakes are so incredibly high.
Yes.
And you're right. That experience is probably golden.
Right.
For you.
When it's important to them and they feel that you're listening and that you want to help them.
Right.
It's huge.
Yeah. They, yeah, you walk in, you're already anxious when you walk into the office, right? I mean.
Well, you're usually not there for a good reason.
Right.
No, I mean, no matter what, it's going to be complicated somehow in some way, which is, of course, why you need a lawyer. Not just want one, but people need attorneys for, they try to do way too many things on their own.
Yes.
And then they need an attorney anyway, and it costs them twice as much.
Right.
Like, just call Gardner, Koch, Weisberg, and Rona in the first place. It's ridiculous that people don't do that. But so you brought, though, somebody with you.
Yes, I did.
That has another story.
Yes.
About how you went from one career to a completely different career at the law firm. So Shelby, and I'm going to get this wrong, is it Petler?
Yes.
I got it right. You also have an interesting story. You are a legal assistant now.
I'm a legal assistant. Yes, that's correct.
And what did you do before?
So right before I worked for Tom, I was teaching chemistry to undergraduates at Roosevelt University. So I was teaching Gen Chem 1 and 2. So that's, you know, your regular general first, second year chemistry that you take when you have a science degree, basically. Yeah.
So why the jump from teaching to legal assistant? Like, again, total, not complete opposite ends of the spectrum, but kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Well, I have a degree in biology from DePaul University, and I have a master's degree in biology at Roosevelt University. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of fell into that job when I graduated from Roosevelt, and they needed someone to do this chemistry position who knew the labs. I knew the labs as a graduate TA, so they said, hey, you're perfect for this. We're going to have you do this. And then when COVID hit, and I was doing online class, it was not fulfilling.
No.
It was really, really hard. It got really difficult to do chemistry online with students with like Zoom lectures. How do you teach chemistry on
the
Zoom,
the only nice thing is if they blow something up, you don't have to worry about getting hurt.
Well, right. I mean,
not too good for them, but everybody else is fine.
Right.
You can all sit back and go, whoa.
Well, I highly discourage people to do stuff involving dangerous chemicals and flammable things at home. We really didn't do lab at home. For a while, we did a couple kind of virtual labs, but those aren't the same.
It's not. You know, my dad, it's funny, I keep talking about my dad, but my dad was a chemist. He worked for Eli Lilly's. and he was in their production team. As a matter of fact, when he retired, he was the manager of quality control for all of their injectable medications.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was his thing. And I remember him bringing home, I always had some really great science fair projects and things like
that. Yeah, I bet.
Because he'd bring home stuff from work and, you know, like litmus paper and all the kind of stuff. And you know, we were always mixing baking soda and vinegar or whatever it is that bubbles up or whatever. Yeah. And so, which I remember none of now. Chemistry is exciting, right? Until you have to do it over the computer and not hands-on.
Well, all of that teaching over the class is just
none of it was fulfilling. Yeah.
It just was not. And for the TAs, too, that was awful, having to be a teaching assistant online. So I was just looking for another job, and I had been the bass player at Emmanuel Lutheran for a while. Mm-hmm. I've been playing in the praise band, and I've been with Emmanuel for a long time, and I was filling out job applications, and one of the job applications needed a pastoral reference. So I texted my pastor, and I said, hey, would you be my pastoral reference for this job? It was, I don't remember what it was, but it was some sort of camp that needed a science person to do lessons with the campers over the summer. And he said, yeah, sure. Then he texted me and he said, hey, would you be interested in working in a law office? And I was like, yeah, why not? Sure. Okay.
They hire bus drivers.
So, yeah, I was like, okay, I had no clue. I had absolutely no clue. And I thought, oh, am I qualified for this? What do I do? And when I interviewed with Tom, he was like, are you able to learn on the fly? Are you able to improvise and figure stuff out? And I said, yeah. Oh, that's what I do as a teacher, and that's what I do all the time, playing bass.
Right.
So going with it. Yeah. So I said, okay, sure. And I started working for Tom, and I've just been doing a lot of different stuff. And it's been a trial by fire, really. But that's how it goes.
Well, I think you learn the best that way, right?
Right. Yeah, you're under pressure, and you got to figure it out. You got to figure out how to make it work and make it happen. And I'm lucky that I have really good people in the office with me. Jen is awesome, and she's been able to help me out. And Tom gives us a lot of grace when we're learning stuff. Right. So we have like an opportunity to learn and make a mistake, and it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You're not going to be, you know, reprimanded for making a mistake for your first time doing something.
Right. Right.
So, sure.
How many people, like, are they looking for more assistance, or like what kind of jobs are opening over
there? We are looking for another person to be in the Lake Geneva with us, and we're also looking for attorneys at the moment.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
We're kind of expanding the Lake Geneva office. So I was really supposed to be Jen's assistant. I was hired to be the assistant for the assistant, and we need an assistant for the assistant's assistant.
Oh,
now,
yes.
My plate is very full.
Right.
But it's a good problem to have.
That is a good problem.
We have a wonderful problem. Yeah. So we're just so busy. I have hundreds of emails pouring in. Jen has hundreds of emails pouring in. We're super, super busy.
You know, that's because of, you know, you do all this radio advertising.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, for sure.
I mean, really, it's kind of part
of it. Tom has a great radio voice.
He does. He does.
Yeah,
and he's so much fun to have in here. Like, we love to talk to him. Because the other thing is that he will let us talk about anything. Like, there's not a lot of restrictions, except obviously we can't talk about, you know, specific cases or whatever. But he just, we learn so much, actually, from all of you guys. Everybody that's been in from the firm has just been absolutely wonderful. And we've learned something every single time.
Tom's great to work with. That's when you walk into our office, people are nervous, like you were saying. But Tom has a totally different kind of approach than you would think a lawyer would have. It's when you talk to Tom and you hang out with Tom and you work with Tom, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you walk into the office and it's pretty low key. We might be wearing jeans and flip flops.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we're very relaxed. It's a very positive atmosphere, and hopefully clients are feeling that as well, and sure, feeling welcome when they come in, because it is scary.
Definitely transfers over, mm-hmm, without question. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can tell an atmosphere when you walk in.
Yep.
And if it, you're right, you guys are the first people that they see, and as long as you're comfortable and relaxed, it transfers to them. And yeah, that does help. It helps, mm-hmm, a lot. I mean, it's not going to solve all of the anxiety,
but it puts people at ease. And when you're at ease, you are more free to talk.
Right.
You can think more. You know.
Exactly.
Just makes it easier.
I also diffuse my lavender oil sometimes in my office.
Whatever works.
I have an oil diffuser. Sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need the lavender. It's like a day where Jen's like, yeah, I need lavender too. So so put extra in there.
What do you want for lunch? Lavender.
So, Jen, what specifically, though, we talked about you guys do need help. What specifically do you guys need? Is it just the one person? I know you will always add lawyers, because when I know Tom well enough to know that when you find somebody that's excellent, you do everything you can to hold on to him. And clearly he's done that with everybody that we've met so far from the law firm. But specifically, what kind of qualifications, any qualifications, what are you guys looking for?
That's a good question, just because, you know, definitely resumes are looked at, but it's the personal interactions and the people skills more so than anything. Mm-hmm. Because if you can feel comfortable with somebody and you know that somebody walking in, a client walking in, is going to feel comfortable with them, you can teach them anything.
Right.
And so, one, you want to know that they're teachable, but it's somebody that has a good personality and people skills, obviously, right, is somebody who's very teachable.
Right. So it's imperative that you have that, like you said, that welcoming atmosphere.
Yeah. And I think somebody who is wanting to learn all the time is somebody who's more enjoyable to be around.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
yeah,
you're not with somebody who knows it all, or who, you know, went to school for it. I don't think anybody.
Right.
At least you and I, we didn't go to school for working in a law office.
I didn't go to school for this.
Yeah. And it just, it's still able to function and, yeah, operate.
Well, you're right, because it combining people's different experiences and making that all come together like it needs to.
Yeah, you feed off each other.
Yeah, that's a talent. That's, yeah, a huge talent.
Absolutely.
And you're right, Tom and the whole team over there, you guys have that cohesiveness, and it does come from unique backgrounds. It,
yes,
just does.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
well, and you're learning something new every day just because of somebody else's mm-hmm, life experiences or whatever. Yeah. So right. I just figured out that's why I'm here on Sunday mornings, right?
Why? Because of the cohesiveness?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and you're not toxic.
Right, so. And everybody else is gone.
Yeah.
All right, bring them in now.
Okay, yeah. You do provide some sort of atmosphere. I can't put my finger on it, but one of these days we'll figure it out.
Well, don't talk to my wife about it.
Yeah. That's a completely different atmosphere.
Right.
So to apply, can they just stop by the law office, tell us where it is, the website, phone numbers, all the kind of all that kind of contact information?
Sure, absolutely. So we are at 500 Commercial Court in Suite 300. And
that behind, where is that?
That is, it's by Town Bank, off of Park Drive.
By the tennis courts too, right?
Yeah, correct. Like, yeah, I could give you also by Veterans Park, by the tennis, yeah, courts.
Right.
By,
it's right there,
it's
right
that,
in that
complex.
Area.
Basically, what I was getting to.
Call the professional center.
Yeah. What I was getting to was, it's the complex south of Walmart. That's where everybody knows. Yeah.
About in the middle of that,
yeah,
complex,
right,
because,
yeah,
it stretches out.
When I give directions to people, I use all sorts of different landmarks. What do you know around us?
Yeah, right, right here.
Exactly. You know what we use? The Next Door Pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know,
yeah,
where the Next Door Pub is? Oh, yeah. Everybody knows where the Next Door Pub is. Okay. We're right across
then
the street.
Then you will
we're
be
nowhere
able to
near
find
that.
It.
We're on the other side of town.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So 500 Commercial Court, Suite 300. And our website address is gkwwlaw.com. But you are probably going to be best by giving me a call,
right,
at 262-812-0864.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. I am so glad that things are going well here in Lake Geneva and you're expanding the team. And
yes.
And we
and we love the partnership that we have with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Can
thank
I just
you.
Say that?
Yeah.
I just,
we have
and get the connections that we've made and getting to see Tessa around.
Everybody loves Tessa.
Yes. We definitely love the partnership with you and are thankful for the opportunity to work and market with you guys.
Yeah. No. Awesome. Thank you. We love it too. We love it too because that is our favorite thing, is to watch people grow and to see people have success and care about the community. And you guys definitely do. It's not just about the law aspect of it for you guys.
Your success or anybody else's is a success to the area.
Right.
And that's really what it's all about.
So thank you for that. We appreciate it too. We love having the partnership because we like also having you guys come in because it's always like,
fun.
You never know what you're going
to
get.
Right. You never know what we're going to talk about.
That's right. That's every Sunday morning here.
So anyways, if you need anything that has to do with the law, get over to Gardner, Koch, Weisberg, and Rona as
anything.
Soon as you can.
Anything with
and
that.
And if you're in a career you don't like, well, just go do something else.
Right. Hello. Yeah.
Seems to work.
Thank you guys both for being here. Shelby and Jen, we appreciate it. And you have a good rest of your Sunday.
Yes, thank
you. And I'm sure that we will see you again soon.
Yes.
We'll wrap up the show right after this, right here on Lake 96.1.